lot of, most of the rich them pine knots was rich, and that lighted the sea. They died out on the ground till they make that lighted. And they really made fire.
Uh-huh. What'd you call the big round piece that you put on the fire after that?
I got to call that old gobbler.
A what?
An old gobbler.
What?
I better go and get another gobbler. If I could go out and chop him a big old knot or four, he could bring it on his shoulder and bring it in on his shoulder and put it on his legs for hours and hours and hours.
Did folks call it that though here?
Yeah, he just called it that. Of course, it's a big pine knot as far as that goes, but that's what he'd call it.
Big log?
Couldn't burn it. I had to chop it out before it was log. I had to chop it up, but they didn't use the logs to make make stove wood.
Mm-hmm.
We sawed down the trees and got the green wood and split them up for stove wood.
That's it.
But for firewood, we just used pine knots.
That's it. Okay. Now, what about that stuff that goes out the chimney? You might get it all over your face.
That was soot. And everybody cooked on a fireplace when I was little.
Uh-huh.
And they did, a lot of them did, up until I was a big size. But my daddy, there was a man came around, an agent, for arranged stoves when I was 10 years old. And my daddy bought one of them, and several of them in the neighborhood did, bought one of them big ranges. And so most people used to cook on the fireplace. I never did cook on the fireplace because I was old enough to cook when we got our stoves.
Mm-hmm.
But,
now what was it? When the fire burned down, there'd be nothing left but the
ash, the coals.
And
we didn't let the fire burn down, and if it was cold weather, we kept the fire till we went to bed, and then we let it kind of go down and cover up the, if it was a pretty good sized piece of it, covered up in ashes so it wouldn't make too much fire for a whole night.
The ashes were what? What color they were?
It's just burnt wood. It was just kind of like that.
Okay. Now, what about the stuff, the things you might have to sit in?
I was sad. Everything was homemade. All the furniture of them days in the country was homemade. Tables and chairs and benches. Our bedsteads were even homemade.
Your what?
Bedsteads.
What were those?
What you built and had your beds on.
Bedsteads?
Yeah, bedsteads.
What about the a big long piece of furniture you might have had kind of went with a horsehair set in a parlor?
We didn't have anything.
Yeah?
No, we had beds. Everybody had beds in our living room. And most of them had two beds. If there'd been children, little children, they had two beds in the living room. And they always had one.
Mm-hmm.
Grandmother's bed was always in the living room.
Yeah, well, this was a sort of a large thing that a couple of people might sit on.
Well, we didn't have them. We just had chairs in the living room.
You didn't have a...
No, we didn't have a couch in them days.
Didn't have a couch?
No, not them days. I was grown before I knew anything about couches.
Okay. What about the piece of furniture in your bedroom that you keep, you have drawers in?
Yeah, we didn't have any of them. We had clothes presses.
Clothes
presses. We'd have a pieces go up, the sizes way high, and then have shelves in there, and cut them up in front of it.